The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Show, I'm David Knight. In this hour, we're going to be talking to Daniel Estulin. He's one of the reporters who, for years, and reported on Bilderberg as it was ignored, censored, and his coverage was ridiculed by the mainstream media, who leaders were there at Bilderberg meeting inside at the same time they were spiking stories about it and ridiculing anyone who reported on it. But this all brings up what is happening with freedom of speech as we look at what happened in Tiananmen Square 25 years ago as people stood up for their rights, and how the Chinese government has been able to suppress everything that has happened there, as the students from the University of Beijing have no idea what this picture of the man standing in front of the tanks is about. Is it an art piece? Was this a parade? They don't understand. That's their questions. Can that happen here in America? I believe it can. I believe it has happened here in America. We've seen numerous examples of it. Bilderberg is just one example of it. We've seen disinformation and lies about many things that happen domestically. Even though the American press may honestly cover things that are happening in other countries, they will cover up and feed the government's line out about these things that are happening domestically, as we saw at the Nevada Ranch standoff. They completely misrepresented not only the history, the background, and the beef that the Bundys had, no pun intended, with the removal of the cattle there, but they also misrepresented what happened that day. Now, when we look at what's going on with the First Amendment, one of the ways that they're going to control the First Amendment, besides going through the FCC, controlling the pipes, allowing mergers, changing net neutrality, using the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership Agreements to enact CISPA, SOPA, PIPA, ACTA, those kinds of restrictions on the First Amendment, they're going to enact those through these partnerships. And that's what I wanted to talk to Daniel Estulin about, because that is essentially what's been planned by the Bilderberg Group for decades, that kind of economic control of information. But now we see that Democrats are suggesting that perhaps the First Amendment needs to be modified, that they need to put restrictions on what people can say politically. Now we see that one of the supporters of this idea is Democrat Senator from New York, Chuck Schumer. He says that no amendment is absolute, he says, not even the First Amendment. He says, of course, we've got restrictions on pornography and libel. Those are part of a balancing test. Well, he knows, or should know, and I'm sure that he does know, that pornography and libel are not political speech. What he's trying to do is suppress political speech. The First Amendment was not set up to protect somebody putting a crucifix in a vat of urine, but it was set up to let us have unrestricted comment about what's going on politically. And in this, in these decisions from the Supreme Court that the Democrats are reacting against in Citizens United 1 and 2, in my opinion, what was happening there was them standing by the fact that political speech is an absolute, and we should not have that taken away by having our ability to pay for that political speech taken away. I know at least in Citizens United 2, that was a case that involved very small players. This was not the Koch brothers. But if you think that the Koch brothers have too much influence, then what you need to understand, take a look at the history of the RICO statute. The RICO statute took away people's ability to defend themselves through due process. They realized that the mafia was repeatedly getting off of charges because they could hire the very best lawyers to get them off. So they decide, well, the way we're going to handle that is we're going to confiscate their financial assets, their ability to defend themselves in court at the beginning. Now, originally, they used the RICO statutes only against the mafia, but then they started using it against abortion protesters. Now we saw, just a few months ago, there was a Supreme Court case, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court allowed this. They said that even though there was a couple that was accused of stealing medical devices, taking out a loan on their home to pay for their legal defenses, that the prosecutors could confiscate that money prior to their being convicted of anything, depriving them of the means of their self-defense. So if you're going to take away due process for the mafia, you're going to take away due process for mom and pop who are accused of something. If you're going to take away freedom of speech for the Koch brothers, you're going to lose it yourself. Now stay tuned right after the break. We're going to be talking to Daniel F.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. This hour, we're going to be talking to Daniel Estulin, a man who has researched for years and written a book on the history of the Bilderberg Group. He was ignored for many, many years. And so we're going to talk to him about how it felt to be a voice crying in the wilderness that was ignored or ridiculed for what he reported. But, of course, as you know, if you're a follower of InfoWars, we were there last week as the Bilderberg Group was meeting in 2014 in Copenhagen. And one of the people that I had the pleasure to talk to was a former member of the Danish Parliament. His name is Ole Gerstrøm. And this is what he had to say.
And so it gets out in the newspapers and the television, etc. And then we have the whole control system. If we look at the control press, what we can also easily see here in Copenhagen, although everything here looks peaceful, calm, we have a control press. We can see that in many aspects, like how they cover 9/11. You know, 9/11 is a subject which is not to be talked about.
That's right.
Do not question the official story. That's right. He understands that they have a control press. He's a member of parliament. He's seen it. I've been places. I report on what I see, and I see the way the mainstream media lies about it. Media that weren't even there. That's what we saw at the Nevada standoff at the Bundy Ranch. Now, an Australian news source, ABC, but it's not the American Broadcasting System, it's the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, they reported on Tiananmen Square, and they said decades ago, the party decided the best way to deal with this painful history, that would be Tiananmen Square, hurt, death, division following an attack on unarmed civilians that its own leaders ordered, that the best way to deal with this history of Tiananmen Square was to simply pretend that it didn't happen. That's been going on for a long time about a lot of different issues. Bilderberg is just one of those. And so we join on the line now with Daniel Estelin. Daniel, are you there?
Yes. I'm here. Thank you so much for the invitation. As always, it's great to be on the show. It's one of my favorite programs, Prison Planet television and web pages. It's, you have to understand it and watch it if you want to know what's going on in the world.
Well, thank you for joining us, Daniel. I want to first, before we talk about some of the things like the agenda and maybe any new news that you've got there, I'd like to talk to you and just give us your feel about what it's like to be covering something for decades as you did, as Jim Tucker did, and to have it completely ignored by people, by the press especially, or to be ridiculed.
I think I'm a bit of an exception to this particular case, because my book, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, when it first came out in the United States in 2007, it had already sold over 3 million copies in Spain, and now, 10 years later, Bilderberg, my book, has sold almost 7 million copies in 64 or 66 countries, has been translated into 42 languages, and I think I'm in part responsible for the fact that Bilderbergers now have their own webpage, and they published information about the meetings and about the attendees list. But that said, it's obviously true that the mainstream press in the United States and the world over doesn't cover these events. Now, media control and media manipulation doesn't mean that you have a monolithic big brother serves up one and only one distorted version of reality. Now, the media cabal defines the parameters of what is news, and therefore it shapes the latitude of the public discourse and also the range of policy options available for the debate. So it continuously disinforms and misinforms and basically dumps down the population. And what's imperative to understand is that no matter which media outlet you read, watch, surf, or listen to, whether it's New York Times, Washington Post, the media in Europe or in Asia, or, it doesn't matter where, the entire mainstream and most alternative news sources are controlled by the same interlocking devices that attend organizational meetings such as the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission meetings, Council of Foreign Relations, etc., etc. Again, mainstream press forms part of the world's elite. They're part of this juggernaut, which is why, again, if something of value or interest does come out in the mainstream press, it's because they have simply no way of covering up, or they need to serve up an alternative perspective to get people diverted from the reality that media sources such as yourself and Alex Jones and PrisonPlanet.com explain and put out to the world.
I think that's a very important point that you brought up. It's not like there's some ministry of truth that's setting over everybody. I mean, there is, just as we see at the Bilderberg Group, wouldn't you say there's kind of an inner core of people who really do have common values, and they kind of use this consensus creation technique, kind of like the way they do at Agenda 21 meetings here in the U.S. They use kind of a RAND Corporation technique where they bring people in, and they kind of test them to see if they can get them to buy into the consensus. If they can't, like Margaret Thatcher, then they get rid of those people. But if they can get very powerful people to buy into this, to believe in and to join this consensus, then they become part of that group. They start coming back year after year. And essentially, I think that's what's happening with the mainstream press as well. They very quickly get the idea, even though they will come in occasionally, like they did with Amber Lyon, and just spike a story, people understand what they want to be covered and what they don't want to be covered. Wouldn't you say that's the case?
You know, the greatest form of control is when you can manipulate the population into believing that they're free while they're being dictated to and manipulated by the man behind the curtain. And of course, one form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell, seeing the bars. You're there. You can touch them. But the other is a far more subtle form of dictatorship is when you cannot see the bars and you think you're free. And of course, the biggest hypnotist in the world is that, you know, box in the corner of plasma or whatever you want to call it, you know, that basically tells people what to believe. And the television, with its reach into everybody's homes, basically has created this reality, alternative reality, for mass brainwashing of citizens. And this has been one of the greatest forms of creation of control by the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, the ability to make people think that they've arrived at this consensus decision based on their own thinking, rather than being manipulated into that. And that's what we see with this Delphi technique. They bring people in, they subtly control the agenda, control what's presented to them, just as the media, and even the media that is showing fictional stories, they will present a range of choices to them and gradually steer them to make the right choice, wouldn't you say?
Basically, you know, television, what it does is it causes people to suspend their critical judgment capabilities, because the combination of sound and images places the individual in a dreamlike state, which basically limits their cognitive powers. And when that's done, you're creating an alternative reality, and that's what public opinion is all about. And that's why, you know, Americans who think that they're basically governed by some bureaucrats in Washington, you know, who make laws and hand out money, but that's wrong. Americans are ruled, Americans, Canadians, Europeans, everybody. We're ruled by our prejudices, and their prejudices are organized by public opinion. And so we think that we make up our own minds about everything, okay, because we're very conceited as people. And public opinion makes up our minds. It works basically our herd instinct, like we're frightened animals, okay? But there's a very big difference between a man and an animal, and that's something that most people, unfortunately, don't understand.
Very true. Now, let's talk about some of the information that you got prior to the meeting, the leaked secret agenda. We reported on this May 30th. Kit Daniels wrote this up. There were seven large items that you talked about. Have you gotten any more information besides this? These were, let's just read these for the people who are listening. The number one was nuclear diplomacy, Russia and China, even Iran working together to erode Western hegemony, an agreement between Russia and China on many different economic aspects, the rise of nationalism within Europe. And, of course, that happened just before the Bilderberg meeting. There were elections throughout Europe for the European Parliament, and those who were standing for a stronger European Union were rejected decidedly in elections in one country after the other. The European Union's internet privacy regulations, that's something that is, I see that coming about via the transatlantic partnership agreement, just as Americans are going to be hit from both sides with both the transatlantic and a transpacific partnership where they take away our internet freedom. The rise of cyber warfare, of course, we had Keith Alexander, we had former head of the NSA, we had General Petraeus, former head of the CIA. We also had companies like Palantir, Alex Karp that were there. Those guys have been there multiple years. I would say they probably bought into consensus. Would you say so?
Absolutely, Tom. You know, again, I'm still sifting through all the information I got from my sources, but I can tell you there's several issues. We can talk about Ukraine. We can also talk about the Russian-Chinese agreement. There are some points of disagreement between American and European Bilderbergers. And what you just mentioned, the TTIP, Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, basically, you know, the idea is to put businesses in driving seat, allowing them to bypass the World Trade Organization, and also give transnational corporations a power boost, largely eradicating the influence that respective governments have on trade. In other words, again, the whole concept of one world company, limited corporations, with far more power than any government on the planet. Now, if you kind of look at what was actually discussed, Now, what are the organizations most responsible for this tremendous growth, right? In the world hunger, we can start with, is the World Trade Organization, which was created after the Second World War by internationalists in Washington to serve as a wedge to kind of push free trade among major industrial nations, especially the European community. Now, if you kind of read their publicity and the propaganda, the World Trade Organization established a framework for creating non-discriminating reciprocal trade policies. Now, the reality is very, very, very different. The WTO's anti-national state intent can be really seen in the 1988 slogan, One World, One Market. And that slogan came from GATT, General Agreement of Tariff and Trades.
Hang on, Daniel Esselin. We're going to be right back to talk about Bilderberg, and that's what we saw. I tell you what, a free trade agreement, you don't need thousands of pages of documents negotiated in secret to get free trade if that's what you really want.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Oh,
show. I'm David Knight, and I have Daniel Esselin, tireless researcher on the Bilderberg Group, author of the history of the Bilderberg Group, and on the phone. And we're talking about what happened last week. We're also going to take your calls on Bilderberg. If you have any questions, this is the guy to talk to. He's been following this for decades, even as the domestic press and the international press pretty much pretended that it didn't exist. Daniel Esselin, Jim Tucker, Alex Jones, and others were still on the story covering it. And if you have questions for them, questions for Daniel, we'll be taking that in the next segment. You can call 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. For those callers that have been waiting, we want to talk to Daniel about Bilderberg. So if you could hold your call, if you want to call back on another day, we'll try to put you at the front of the list, or we'll take your calls in overdrive. But for those of you who want to talk about Bilderberg to Daniel Esselin, that number is 800-259-9231. Now, just before the break, Daniel, you were talking about the World Trade Organization. We really see these agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership. They pretty much mirror the Trilateral Commission's goals of uniting first regional economies under things like the European Union, under NAFTA, and then pulling these all together into a global governance. So we now see those trade partnership agreements as essentially formalizing that into law, into treaties, would you say? Is that what they're working on? Is that one of the major agendas?
Well, in the World Trade Organization's regulations, nations are basically prohibited from protecting local economy or tax goods, even when these goods clearly were produced with slave labor. And furthermore, nations are not allowed to give preferences to local economies that hire local people at decent wages to produce goods that then benefit the local businesses and economies, people who pay taxes, play by the rules, and also invested this, you know, money into the local and national markets. The truth is, free trade is rigged trade, and the fairness question is basically diversionary propaganda for deluded lawmakers and the public. It is run by an international financial cartel, and this cartel interests, they control the playing field, who plays, and the rules of the game. And when you expand the cartel's control into a strategic area such as food, for example, the situation gets serious in a hurry.
Yeah, and as I look at these agreements, for example, multinationals are elevated to the level of sovereign states, and yet local businesses, people who live and work in countries, they don't have a voice in this. And I think it's also amazing how these trade partnerships are being created in a secretive environment that essentially mirrors the way Bilderberg operates. No one who is elected, no senator, no congressman from America or any of these other countries, is allowed to see the documents as they're being created. The only thing that we have from these secretly crafted documents that are being worked on, the only thing that we see is what comes out from WikiLeaks. And we see that it affects a lot more than just economic trade. It affects our freedom on the internet. It affects our ability to decide what we want in our food or whether or not we're going to have information about what's in our food. Of course, they want to be able to censor that in other countries, just as Monsanto and other corporations have been able to effectively censor information about the content of food here in America.
You brought up a very interesting point about as far as corporations and what they're doing, exactly how they're controlling the trade. Now, during the 1968 Bilderberg meeting in Mont-Tremblant in Canada, George Ball was the Undersecretary for Economic Affairs with JFK and Lyndon Johnson. He gave a presentation titled Internationalization of Business, where he defined what the new Bilderberg policy of globalization was going to be and how it would shape the policy of this international new world order. Because when we're talking about Bilderberg, we're not talking about one world government, new world order. We're talking about the concept of One World Company Limited. So in this 1968 Bilderberg Conference in Canada, George Ball, who at the time was of Lehman Brothers, he announced a project to build what he called the World Company. And the idea is that nation states, they were outmoded. There are archaic forms of government. So in a Malthusian world, they can be relied on to, for example, because again, tend to believe that the resources in the country belong to them instead of to the people. So they created this new form of government, and they call it the corporation. And the idea would be that this world company would then become the new government. And if you kind of look at globalization, that's exactly what this is. Beginning in the 1960s, and then into the 70s and the 1980s, the United States and the rest of the world was literally taken over by this rash of mergers, larger consolidation of industrial companies, agricultural companies, financial companies, and they were slowly building these giant cartels, you know, to the point where we see now today these giant cartels which control the resources of the world, effectively run the world. So this is what this concept of world company pro- project literally is all about. And if you kind of think about the fact that they proposed it as their key point for the future back in 1968, that's 45 years ago.
Yes.
You know, it should be scary. It should scare the hell out of anybody.
And we've now seen that pretty much in every sector you care to think about. Look at the massive consolidation of whether it's the banking industry, whether it's communication business, or whether it's even retailing, how it's all consolidated, pushing out the middle-class business owner. We're going to be right back with Daniel Esselin.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have Daniel Esselin, tireless reporter about the Bilderberg Group. He's had many inside sources. We're going to have questions for Daniel from our callers about Bilderberg. We also want to find out if he's got any new information. He released seven items that he believed from his insider sources were going to be on the agenda, so we want to see if he has any more information about that. And we're going to talk to him also about China and the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square, because China is a key player in the globalist taking over the industrialized base of the West and moving it to China where they can more easily control it. But before we do, I want to put in our pitch here, because this is what pays for us going to these different places, whether we're going to Copenhagen to cover Bilderberg or whether we're going to cover the protests in Nevada, what pays for those trips, what pays for our ongoing expenses here as a media operation are the products that we sell. And it's something that helps you as well as helping our organization. Now, as we've talked about many times, the globalists are digging in. Alex has repeatedly said on the show that they're moving up their end game. The day is coming where they're going to take over the food supply, where they're going to contaminate the food supply to the extent that you won't be able to find anything to eat. We have a very fragile infrastructure here. It doesn't take much to collapse that. The Patriots everywhere are getting prepared. They're doing it with MyPatriotSupply.com, which offers high-quality survival gear and is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. It's delicious, easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops, storable for up to 25 years. MyPatriot Supply has developed space-saving, secure food storage bins. Unlike the flimsy plastic pails that you find almost anywhere else, visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The globalists are counting on you to be unprepared. So fight back. Get prepared at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Now, we want to go to some callers and take their calls. But just before we do, I want to ask Daniel, what do you make of these 25 years with Tiananmen Square and how the globalists, how Rockefeller has admired Mao and the Chinese communists, how he spoke in glowing terms of them, even after the Cultural Revolution starved millions of them, perhaps tens of millions of them, completely eviscerated the middle class, the sorts of things that we see could possibly happen with contamination of our food supply by the large corporations, or the kinds of things that are, that are coming out of Bilderberg. Daniel, did you want to say something about China today?
I wanted to, because we are talking about the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Now, to most people old enough to have seen it on television, the Tiananmen Square student protest in Beijing in June 1989 are shrouded in the image of the CNN slowly protest of the shopping bag dressed in a white shirt and black trousers blocking a column of tanks. Yeah. What few people realize is that Tiananmen was an early attempt by the United States intelligence to interfere in the internal affairs of People's Republic of China, and also to implement what later came to be called color revolutions. You could also call them Made in America coups. Similar color revolutions were later on by Washington and Serbia against Milosevic, in Ukraine with the so-called Orange Revolution, Georgia's Rose Revolution that unseated Edward Shevardnadze, and also other geopolitical destabilizations aimed at creating Washington-friendly regime changes. It has very little to do with, you know, with popular protests. Has nothing to do whatsoever with spontaneous revolutions. There's no such thing as a spontaneous revolution. These are well-planned, very expensive revolutions or coup d'etats made in America.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about at Bilderberg. I'm sure they were talking about what's going on in Ukraine. And we've had admissions by the State Department that they have spent billions of dollars to get that started in the Ukraine. And now they're going to be spending over $1 billion. Obama has pledged that to the Europeans, that he's going to give them $1 billion to essentially provoke a new arms race and a new Cold War. That's what's going to come out of this. I'm sure the military-industrial complex is going to love that.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, there's some very interesting discussions going on at the Bilderberg Conference. Now, we've talked, the last time was on the Alex Jones Show, just before the meeting, about one of the agenda items. Obviously, I mean, we didn't even need Bilderberg to tell us that. They were going to discuss the whole deal with Russia and the Chinese, but the point was how to keep Putin in place and away from causing damage to the international globalist order. Now, the European and American Bilderbergers this time around, for the first time since 2002, went at each other's throats to a certain extent. Back in 2002, Jim Tucker reported it back then, they were at each other's throats for the whole thing about the war, upcoming war in Iraq. This time around, it was China and Russia. Now, the European Bilderbergers were saying to the American Bilderbergers, okay, you want us to impose sanctions? We did. And now, not only did we impose sanctions without any effect whatsoever, but the Russians and the Chinese, through the back door, made a deal, and this deal is worth $400 billion. It's an enormous gas deal. So what are we going to do now? Because in the end, if you want us to impose more sanctions, the European Bilderbergers are saying to the American Bilderbergers, it's going to hurt our economy, not you. And the Americans are saying, saying, we need you to stay together with us because we need to hurt Putin. Now, there's some silver lining to this deal because, again, on the one hand, Bilderberg does agree. It's a nightmare scenario, China and Russia working together. And now Iran also joining the fray. So you have China, Iran, and Russia working together. It's a very difficult deal to sabotage, the China-Russia gas deal, because you cannot get to the actual pipeline because they're so far inland that they cannot be sabotaged. And needless to say, it's a deal which came in just in time for Putin. It shows on the one hand that Putin does have allies, you know, to blunt Western sanctions over Ukraine. It also helps both Russia and China to assert themselves as regional powers. That said, American Bilderbergers, we don't know them by name because in the Bilderberg reports, we don't have the names. It just says American Bilderberger, European Bilderberger, member of French political circles, and so on and so forth. What we do know is that one American Bilderberger said, or reminded the rest of the people at the meeting, that over 40 years ago, Richard Nixon and Kissinger were able to persuade China to turn against the Soviet Union and ally with America. And so then they asked this rhetorical question. So does today's collaboration between Russia and China amount to renewal of this alliance against America? Now what is absolutely certain, as Bilderberg has agreed, if Western banks stop lending money to the Russians, the Chinese banks will step in and lend Russians the money. Now the Chinese badly need the natural resources which Russia has in abundance. And this gas deal obviously eases China's concern that most of its fuel supplies comes through the strategic choke point of the Straits of Malacca that Americans can close at any point if there are real hostilities between the United States and China. And this deal also enables China to move away from burning so much of its coal that pollutes the air in the Chinese city. Now, despite that, these are obvious advantages for the Chinese and the Russians. The Russians and the Chinese have some very important differences which they need to overcome. And one of these differences is the fact that Bilderbergers are convinced that Chinese, taking advantage of Putin's predicament, drove a very hard bargain, knocking down the price, something which left the Russians with a bad taste in the mouth. Now, another thing is that the Central Asia, Russia and China, that's their area of influence. Now, the Chinese want the Russians to recognize China as the global powerhouse in the economy, and the Russians want the Chinese to recognize them as the military power. So we do have these tensions which that's the Bilderbergers were talking about. Yeah. And it's interesting to note that, you know, when push comes to shove, you have this enormous border between the Russians and Chinese. On the one hand, on the one side, you have lots of natural resources and few Russians, and on the other side, you have no natural resources and lots of Chinese. And as one American Bilderberger reminded everybody in the room, that many of Russia's tactical nuclear weapons are still pointing at China. So again, what we will see in the near future is that Bilderberg and Western powers and Western media are going to try to play up China against Russia, try to drive a wedge between these two countries. But I think if Putin and the Chinese governments are smart, they'll stay together because they realize that temporary gains by joining the United States are not worth long-term losses.
Fascinating analysis. I want to give the callers a chance to ask some questions. Let's go to Anthony in Florida. Anthony, do you have a question about Bilderberg for Daniel Estulin?
Hello?
Hello, Anthony. Do you have a question for Daniel Estulin about Bilderberg?
Actually, I have a comment.
Okay.
I think that the globalists are actually becoming quite sloppy when it comes to conducting their policies against everyone else, because before they were in the shadows conducting it, and now it's as if they're losing their way as far as trying to dictate policy on everyone else.
Well, that's interesting, because certainly there's been a massive revulsion about what was the European Union and the euro, and of course that was, by admission of Etienne Davignon, that was something that was planned by the Bilderberg Group. But now that people have seen how that's working, how that's been implemented against them, how they have lost their sovereignty, there's been a massive revolt against that throughout Europe. Wouldn't you say, Daniel?
What we have right now, especially with the rise of nationalism, in England and France and in other parts of Europe, now some of that nationalism is pure fascism, that's obvious. But others, such as the case of Nigel Farage, with UKIP in England, or Marine Le Pen in France. This is not fascism at all. These are nationalism. And what we actually have, and this is something that Bilderberg and European community are very much concerned about, is we have two systems and going at each other. And depends on which system wins, we'll see how the world is actually going to shape itself or play itself out in the near future. Now, one system is the monetary system, and the other one is a national credit system. Okay, now if you're smart, you don't want a monetary system around the world. You want a sovereign nation state to have their own credit system, which is the system of their currency. And of course, this is firmly stated in the United States Constitution. And of course, it was excluded by the Maastricht Treaty as a method of determining of economic and financial policies. And needless to say, what we're seeing right now, okay, in Europe is exactly this. And it's insane to belong to this kind of a group, because in Europe, you don't have any kind of credit system. It's all monetary system run by this banking system, which is European Central Bank, needless to say, belonging to Bilderberg and all these other organizations. There is no government, there is no nation, it's just a group of nations run by a private bank. And of course, what we're seeing right now, okay, the supposed independence of the central bank is the decisive control mechanism for private financial interests, which historically in Europe has been installed as an authoritative instrument against an economic policy of sovereign governments oriented towards the general affair. And of course, the European banking is a remnant of a feudal society in which private interests, as typified by the ancient Venetian cartels or by the Lombard League, which went down in the Dark Ages in the 14th century. And this is what we have today, again, two systems, the monetary system, which controls Europe, and the national credit system, which we have in the United States, and something which exclusively and expressly was excluded from the European negotiations.
And we've seen that with Nigel Farage was very eloquently pointed out how amazing it was that Goldman Sachs bankers could be used to replace duly elected leaders in both Greece and Italy. And people in those countries are waking up to that as well. Let's take another question from Mike in Louisiana. Mike?
Yes, so thank you, Mr. Knight. David, I have a question for you and then Mr. Esteban. The first one is kind of lighthearted, but I'm an artist activist, and I have designed a Clive and Bundy for President t-shirt that I would love to gift you. So
I would like that. You know, when I spoke to him personally, he reminded me a great deal of Ron Paul, and he had a Ron Paul support, a Ron Paul sign there in his yard. He reminded me very much of Ron Paul. So I would vote for him over anybody that's been offered to us by the traditional parties over the last few years. Of course, you know, they oppose Ron Paul and people like Clive and Bundy. Go ahead. What's your question for Daniel Esselman?
How could I get that shirt to you, and how can I be assured you'd receive it?
Well, I'll tell you what, hang on after the call and we'll try to get the fellows here on the board to give you that information. I don't want to give that out over the air, but or actually you could send it to the P.O. box that's at our website to my attention and get to me. That'd be fine. I'm sure that would.
All right. I'd also like to get that other information just to make sure. I'd like confirmation on that. Now, if I could ask Mr. Echelon a question, please.
Sure. Go ahead.
Mr. Echelon, I read your book. It's excellent. Some years ago, and I congratulate you on your work and your tenacity and exposing the Bilderbergs. I'd like to ask, do you think it'll ever get to a point because of the exposure due to you and the late Mr. Jim Tucker? Do you think it'll get to the point where the Bilderberg will stop meeting or maybe find some other clandestine way to go ahead and go about their devious methods?
I think it's important to put Bilderberg in perspective. Organizations such as Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Pinay Circle, these are not the seats of power. They're the conveyor belts. The real decision-making process is always and has always been, you know, taken and done at much higher levels. But the thing is that, you know, when my book came out, suddenly people discovered Bilderberg, because before that, we kind of knew that, you know, someone was doing something to someone, you know, it was coup d'etat, someone was, you know, taken out or killed and somebody else was put in their place. You know, you had price machinations and shenanigans going on behind the scenes, but we didn't know really who was doing it or how it was done. And then my book came out, suddenly these they, who were nameless and faceless, had a name and a face, and we knew what they were doing, and we knew their deeds, and we saw the documents and the photographs, and it was easy to say, aha, these are the bad guys. But they're not the bad guys in the sense that one understands a bad guy from a Hollywood film. again, the real decision-making is done at a much higher level than Bilderberg. Bilderberg is mid-level executives. Yes, there are some very powerful people because they're powerful because they're popular. Someone like a David Rockefeller, for example, you know, you may say that he's very, very powerful. He's not. The fact that there's 100 million pages with Rockefeller's name on Google doesn't make him powerful. It makes him popular. Yes, he's wealthy, you know, when you compare it to us. But no, he's not wealthy or powerful when you compare it to the people who run the world from behind the scenes, because the real people who move the world from behind the scenes, they're invisible. We don't even know their names. That's how powerful they are. So there's a difference between power and popularity. Rockefeller is powerful, but he is visible. The real power is invisible. And I can give you one name, Frescobaldis, which is the root of all the royal families in Europe. Now, if you actually go and Google their name, you may get a couple of pages, and they're talking about their wine exports. And in Rome, there's a little tiny little plaza, you know, that has their name. But these are some of the most powerful people in the history of mankind, and nobody knows their name or the fact that they even exist, because they don't appear in the newspapers. They don't have, you know, community centers. They don't have buildings named after them. They are invisible, but they're omnipotent when you compare it to the people that we're talking about who attend Bilderberg conferences.
Thank you very much. Let's go to get another question from Julio in Illinois. Julio, you have a question for Mr. Esselin.
I do. Mr. Esselin, buenas noches. I was dead, and as a someone who studied journalism in college, you really influenced me to go from sports reporting to investigative journalism. So, muchas gracias. I was dead, señor. My question, I've been looking, I listened to you last week, and you mentioned in one of the agenda points that they're going to be discussing is climate change. And I was wondering if you could elaborate, if you can, a bit on what they're going to be, what they're planning are with that. And I know you mentioned about the Russia-China natural gas deal that they just made, and I think you had mentioned something that the Bilderbergers were upset, or at least maybe the Europeans were upset at Obama not pushing the Keystone Pipeline here. And something tells me that...
Hang on, we're about out of time. We've got to go to a break, but we're going to be back right after the break, and we're going to get Mr. Esselin's comments on climate change at Bilderberg. Stay tuned.
What if there was a secret powder that, if consumed, would awaken your inner genius and raise your IQ? What if this powerful secret powder could not only make you smarter, but happier as well? What if the secret powder could lessen withdrawal symptoms from most addictions? Do you think that no such powder exists? Wrong. The secret powder does exist. Want to know its secrets? Then go to thesecretpowder.com and get your free sample today. Go to thesecretpowder.com and change your life forever.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Rhythm Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I have Daniel Estelin, famous researcher about the Bilderberg Group, on the line. We've been taking calls from you about what his information is about this year. And one of the things that was on the agenda was climate change and its deindustrialization. Before we get his answer about that, I wanted to let you know that this half hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Survival Shield X2. That's one of our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's much stronger than the regular Survival Shield through a unique manufacturing process that utilizes sources from deep within the earth. A unique new process uses high purity grade of iodine from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface, below the Fukushima wave. It's extracted from 200-million-year-old salt solution that yields a powerful and uncontaminated 650 micrograms of iodine per single drop, tested with radiation readings at the labs to ensure freedom from Fukushima radiation. That's Survival Shield X2, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Mr. Estelin, you had a question just before we went about climate change and its involvement in deindustrialization and what the people at Bilderberg were talking about.
There's a little extensive information from my sources, literally passed me all the information which is discussed at the meeting, and I simply, with all the interviews I've been doing worldwide, because I'm getting calls from 30 countries, I have not had a chance to actually read that information. I haven't gotten to it yet. I can tell you what they discussed as far as the Ukraine is concerned. We've talked about the their oil and gas deal with the Russians. I can tell you what they're talking about. The controversy between Angela Merkel and David Cameron as far as the appointments of the Lisbon Treaty, but very little thus far as far as the climate change. I will know in the next few days.
Tell us about David Cameron, because we saw Ed Balls there. He had a huge amount of paperwork that he was bringing in to the Bilderberg conference. He got carted and he didn't have his identification with him. As he was searching through his luggage, we could see a massive amount of paperwork. And of course, he's from a different party than David Cameron. What's your information about David Cameron?
Well, you have, you know, the partisans that you're talking about, again, European Union. The partisans on either side are pushing Angela Merkel and David Cameron to a fight that neither one of these wants. Now, the nasty mess of the possible appointment of Jean-Claude Juncker, who's the president of Luxembourg, ex-president of Luxembourg, as the next president of the European Commission, it's all too predictable. Now, the origin of the whole trouble lies in the 2009 Lisbon Treaty, which basically changed the procedure to select the new president of the Commission, and that replaced the European Constitution, which was scrapped in the name of this Lisbon Treaty. It was just a, you know, bait and switch trick to impose this pan-world, the pan-European laws and regulations on the community of nations, which have very little to do with one another. It's very interesting to see over the next little while what's going to give, because needless to say, in England, the situation is critical. You keep one, they destroyed all the other parties. Their position is very, very strong. They're pro-nation state, pro-social welfare, and we're seeing the same thing going on in France. And the idea, again, that behind this fight, there are two financial systems. You have the monetary, right, and you have the nation-state credit systems. And depends on who wins. It also depends very much whether we're going to have a referendum in England over the next couple of years, before the next elections in 2015 or not.
Let's take a call from Lee in Tennessee. We're almost out of time. Lee, what's your question for Mr. Estelin?
I was wondering if you all have ever heard the Illuminati are covering up UFOs because they're scared that the light speed travel in the world, the terrorists blowing up the planet.
I didn't understand the question.
I didn't either. Could you
I was wondering if you all have ever heard that the UFO cover up across the planet. fear that like, the planet will end because terrorists
are local. I don't know anything about the UFOs. It's not my area of expertise. I know zero about it.
Neither do I. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Esselin. We're out of time, but hang on for those of you listening on our webpage. Or on our internet feed, we're going to go into overdrive. We're going to take some of the callers who were holding earlier, and we're going to try to take their questions. But that's it for Mr. Esselin. He has to go at this break. Thank you very much for joining us, Daniel Esselin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3133.